Welcome to the 10-Minute Entrepreneur Podcast, intended to equip and encourage business owners and aspiring entrepreneurs. Taught by active business owner, best-selling author, and teacher, Sean Castrina.
All right, I love the weekly mentoring editions that I do for CEOs, young, old, doesn't matter who you are. What we're talking about today is persuasion. And I like doing everything kind of laws of, or, you know, I love, there's like five steps to this, five steps to that. It keeps my train of thought. But as a leader, your power of persuasion is critical. It's a critical skill. And why do I say that? Because you're going to help someone build their dream, or you're going to get people to join you in building your dream. I want to say that again, because this if there's one thing that I understood early in life, and I'm going to take you through my timeline and how many times this has affected the outcome of where I am at middle age, it's persuasion. And I want to be clear, persuasion is not talking someone into doing something they don't want to do. Okay, that's manipulation. Persuasion is presenting a compelling vision, argument, idea in such a way that when someone else hears it, they want to join you more than they want to do it maybe themselves or do it with someone else. Maybe it's a fancy word for selling, but you've been doing it your whole life. You've been doing it your whole life. When I was in elementary school, people would decide, you know, what we were going to do at recess. And I had the ability to persuade them to play kickball instead of tag. Persuasion. Okay? And when I look at it, your ability to communicate in such a way that people around you follow your vision, your ideas, there's very few skills any more powerful. And if you look at your life, where you're at right now, your business, and it's not growing exponentially, then I'm challenging you and asking you, how good are you at persuading people? Can you cast a vision? Do you speak in a compelling way? I'm involved in nearly all interviews at my company at the higher level. Why? Because I, no matter who I'm talking to, no matter who's coming to work for me, I want them to hear my vision for the company. My partners are involved in them, but they'll tell you, I want to share with them what I see the next year, what I see the next 5 years. I'm persuading. And I'm pre-persuading because I know somebody's going to offer them a job. Why? Because if I'm willing to hire them, I know they're talented. I'm pre-persuading them, so that they can say no 9 times. I had one of my employees that finally this year moved on. And he said, I've been turning down jobs for 13 years. Now, he hadn't come to me for 13 years and said, hey, I got this job offer. Can you give me a raise? I already won the persuasion battle. But he got an offer that was so good that this one I wasn't going to win. And he said, you know, somebody offered me this. And I said, well, you got to take it. You got to take it. See, I don't manipulate. The offer that he got was so good, he had to take it. I didn't try to talk him out of it. I wished him well. All right, let me take you through my timeline, my career, and just show you the power in persuasion. Okay, I have partnered with two employees when I was under the age of 30. Both people that I worked for, and when you understand, they were above me, came to work with me in my startups. Well, why? They would tell you Sean has energy, confidence, and he has a proven record of success. Get involved in something, I'm going to make it happen. Energy, confidence, and you know, athletically and different things, I tend to succeed in things I put my mind to. So think about that. People that I work for came to work for me. Power of persuasion. Okay, next. I took over it's a licensing agreement in my area. And, you know, they gave it to me. They didn't know anything about me. They gave it to me. I had lunch with the person ahead of the entire area. I just moved to the city I was at. I had lunch with them. and I talked him into giving it to me. I had no background in it, but he gave it to me. Next, within a year, I got him to give me a larger area. So instead of just having my area, I said, listen, why don't you just give me the whole state? What are you talking about? I go, you saw what I did with the area I just had. Look what I did in 3 months. What do you think I can do in a year? What do you think I can do in 2 years? I eventually built it to 23 areas. Went to more homes than the Sunday Washington Post. That was persuasion. Okay, that was persuasion. I had a friend that was interviewing for a job up in Philadelphia, and you had to memorize a 4-page script. And I got my friend to allow me to do the job interview because he was never going to memorize it. And he gave me the job interview. Persuaded him to give me the job interview. I got the job, made over $250,000, and it gave me seed money for one of my startups. Well, I knew he was never going to do it. Now, I could have sat back and he doesn't go to the interview and say, oh, I didn't feel like going, blah, blah, blah. No. I persuaded him, if by chance you don't memorize that 4-page script, I'll do it. I'll do it. Next, I talked to you a little bit about it. So I persuaded the regional publisher to give me a bigger swath of an area, but then I had to recruit publishers for these 20-some cities. I couldn't offer them one penny, didn't pay them one penny. They were going to quit whatever they were doing and start a business. And the only money they made is the money they brought in. Did this in over 20 cities. How? Persuasion. I told them, you can do it. I'm going to train you. I'm going to come here. The first week, we're going to go into businesses. I'm going to show you exactly how I did it in my area. And I'm telling you, I only work with one publisher at a time. I don't try to work with 10. You're it. You're going to be my total focus for the next 90 days. We're going to get this off the ground. And I've never, ever not had a publisher produce a direct mail magazine under me. That was my pitch. Never. I'd never work with a publisher who did not get their first magazine off the ground. Why? Because my method was to work with one publisher at a time. That was my compelling. That was my pitch. That's why I was regional publisher every year that I was there and have a Rolex watch 1 year for being that. Okay. Next, I started a startup company within home improvement space, which, again, I've told you a million times, I don't know the difference between two screwdrivers. One's flat and one kind of crosses over. But I recruited contractors to come work for a company where the owner knew nothing about contracting. Well, how did I do that? Persuasion. I persuaded them that I understood marketing. And the number one fear that every contractor has is that two things. Well, two, really. One, they're going to work and not get paid. They knew that I'd done well financially. Number two is that they're going to sit home over the winter. And I said, that will never happen. Marketing, trust me, that's my thing. I'd show them my magazine. See this? Have you ever seen this? They go, yeah, I've kind of seen the run. I founded it. I'm a marketing guy. So I recruited contractors. Now it's a multi-million dollar company. All right, next. Over the years, I've recruited more than 10 business partners. So I've gotten people to leave either their jobs or something they were thinking about doing and to join me on my entrepreneurial journey. How? Well, I told them, together, two of us, we're going to do something incredible. If you join forces with me, we're going to do something incredible. I could read you texts that I have over Thanksgiving that explain that. And unbelievable. Thank you so much. You know, this has been unbelievable journey. Why? I recruited them to be a part of the vision that I had. Now, it should be a win-win for both people. And this is where I say we don't manipulate. I would say Steve Ballmer was very glad that he was the 30th employee, not a founder, 30th employee of Microsoft. Worked out pretty well for him. Okay, yeah, you know, he did buy the Clippers for $2 billion. He's worth about $50 billion. Okay, so I've recruited business partners. I have done early on, I've done many real estate deals with no money. Well, how'd you do that? Well, I found the deal. I found the deal and then recruited the players. Found the property at a right price. I own a contracting company that can do the remodeling. I just need somebody to put the money up. So I did that initially. That's how I did real estate deals with no money. Finally, I got banks to buy in on my ideas, and that they would give me great lines of credit, favorable loans that maybe they wouldn't have given. But I would pitch my idea and my energy, and they would do it. I remember when I bought my first building for this contracting company, it was a condemned DMV, like 100-year-old, condemned, like on the corner. I said, you're not going to believe what I'm going to do with this. So I got an initial investor to put up the down payment and his credit, and I got the bank to be a part of it. I had to recruit two ends of it. Persuasion. And it worked. And I can keep going on and on. But what we were talking about today is the power of persuasion, not manipulation, the power of persuasion. And I'm telling you, to be a successful entrepreneur, to scale your company, you're either going to get someone to help you build your dream, or you're going to be helping somebody do theirs. Okay? Again, the law of persuasion. I hope you listen to this podcast more than once, because I think there's some gems in there. Thank you so much for listening to the 10-Minute Entrepreneur Podcast, brought to you by Get Started Marketing. If you need more help, you don't understand marketing, you need more leads, you need more sales, go to getstartedmarketing.com.